Hello, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast. Whether you have an existing online business or are just starting out, we show you how to plan your escape in 6 easy steps. Ready to learn and implement those simple steps? Here are your hosts, Tim Goodwin and Mark Thompson, to show you how.
Hi, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast with me, Mark Thompson, and my good friend, Tim Goodwin. Hello, Tim.
Morning, you all right?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Well, it's summer in Scotland, and you can tell that because Scottish people have started stripping off like lots and lots of layers and like bearing skin, even though it's still 12 degrees outside.
But I thought they wore kilts all the time.
Yeah, well, maybe not.
Okay.
So it's summer today. Tomorrow, well, we might be back to snow again. So you never know.
Right, so this week we're not going to talk about GDPR, are we?
See, I actually put into another Facebook group that I'm a member of, and I'm a member of a group that talks about Amazon stuff and Amazon sellers and all that kind of thing. And literally every third post is about GDPR. So I proposed, I proposed that we create a swear box. So that every time somebody mentioned GDPR, that we would put a pound in. We'd be very, very rich by now. GDPR has been the focus of my week somewhat, and I'm fed up to the back teeth of the damn thing. But there you go. What have you been up to this week, Mark?
Nothing, mate. Fasting.
Is your back better?
My back is. I've been to 3 times the chiropractor so far. I've only got another 57 visits. so his $40 introductory offer was a bit of a good thing for him.
Yeah. He's hooked you in for thousands of pounds worth of treatment.
Yeah, exactly. But it's making a good difference. I'm still standing up. Anyway. That's half the podcast gone, and we haven't even told people what we're going to talk about.
What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about getting leads and lead magnets. How does that sound?
When we kind of suggested this, it was like, well, okay, it could be an interesting one.
People think we plan things.
Of course we do. but the thing with lead magnets is that kind of, unfortunately, it does kind of tie in to GDPR and, you know, getting permission for people to like market to them and all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, we still need to find a way of communicating with our best prospects, which requires us to ethically bribe somebody to give us their contact information. And lead magnets have changed over the years very, you know, dramatically. I remember one of the first lead magnets I ever got was an ebook, and it was a 350-page ebook on exercise and nutrition. And I was like, Jesus, that they're giving away this for free. Wow, that's amazing. I never read the book. That's the point that we're going to talk about a little bit with some of the lead magnet stuff there, I think. So, you know, you've got to pick the right type of lead magnet.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the key thing about lead magnets now is to give someone instant gratification.
Very much so. Yeah.
So when they get the lead magnet, when it arrives on their desktop or on their phone or whatever, you've probably got about 2 or 3 minutes to win them over. You haven't got 350 pages. They're not going to read a page. They're not going to watch an hour-long video. So what you give them has to deliver quickly.
Yeah, a bit like this podcast, really.
Yeah, exactly.
We have to deliver with the first 30 seconds and we fail.
Yeah, okay. So it took us 2.5 minutes before we even started. Yeah, never mind. We don't care. It's part of our charm. And no one's ever said I was charming before.
Yeah, just say about yourself. It's fine.
Exactly. Still counts.
What different types of lead magnets are we going to talk about? So some of the stuff that we've been talking about, certainly within Minimalist Marketer and Serious Marketers Only recently, have been to do with checklists.
Yeah.
And this, it kind of gives like instant gratification, as you say. That's one of the most important things. So, and it doesn't take an awful lot to consume a checklist, and it's hopefully inherently useful and directly relatable to the content that they may have been reading before they actually opted in. So, you know, checklists, I use checklists for some of the different opt-ins that we've got, and I've just created a new one, or just getting created a new one at the moment, which is for our obstacle course racing project that we've got going on. And the checklist is very, very simple. We've got an article, quite a long blog post, which is how to prepare for your first, you know, obstacle course race in terms of what do you need to put in your kit bag. And then we're giving away a checklist so that they can literally print it off and they can tick off the things that they need to put into their bag before they go to do their obstacle course race. So, you know, making sure they've got towels, making sure that they've got the right clothing, they've got the shoes in there, and, you know, all of those, you know, drinks and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, a very, very simple type of checklist, but it's inherently useful, gives people something of value that they can use and they can consume in its entirety. And I think that's important.
Yeah, and the good thing is, long gone are the days where you could do a lead magnet and have the same lead magnet on all 50 pages of your blog. Mm-hmm. Your lead magnet has to be, and here comes this word, congruent, with everything on that page and just that page. So, for example, I've got one of the checklists I did this week was how to set up a profitable blog. Okay, basically the groundwork you need to do right at the start. That's only on two pages of my blog, which happen to be the two pages that get the most blog-related traffic or blogging-related traffic. And that's only place where it's paying, where it's going to display. I've got another one that I created this week, which is on paid traffic, and that will appear on pages related to paid traffic. And what you need to do is look at the traffic coming to your blog, which page is getting the most visitors. Create a lead magnet for that. Next week or next couple of days later, create a lead magnet for the second most visited, then the third most visited. And do it over time, and you'll find your leads will increase. You'll no longer get your 0.2% for join our newsletter. You'll be getting 30, 40, 50% opt-in rates, which makes a huge difference.
So I know that... you know, when you go away and people kind of get stuck, where do they get stuck in creating lead magnets? And I think the biggest problem that people have is like, well, oh, I've got to write an awful lot, I've got to record a bunch of videos, or I've got to get a graphic designer to make things pretty, or all that kind of thing.
No,
you don't. Generally, it's really, you don't need to do that at all. And one of our future podcast people that we've got coming on, we're going to be talking about how to create better looking lead magnets. So better looking, if you're writing a white paper or a short report or something like that, or even just a checklist, how can you make it more readable? How can you make it so that people consume the content as best as possible? Because the thing is, if somebody doesn't consume the content on your lead magnet, you know, if they struggle to get through it, if they don't finish it, then how likely is it they're going to buy your thing? Yeah, very unlikely. Exactly. So you've got to get the consumption up. And let's say one of our future guests, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in another podcast, but we've got a guest coming on hopefully in the next couple of weeks that we'll be talking more about how to actually make the reports or the checklists or, you know, whatever, way more consumable by the people who are actually opting in and getting those lead magnets.
Yeah, it's interesting because the way I do it, now I've got a template in Google Docs. I've got a template that I've created, and I will, on a piece of paper, I will write out a 7-point checklist or a 10-point checklist. I'll then go in and create one page for each point and put a little explanation to it. And then at the end, I'll have a list of resources and a printable checklist.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's easy to do. It's, if you know your topic, you can do one of these in half an hour.
Yeah.
And it's there for time immemorial.
I think one of that's a great phrase, time immemorial. Do you know the origins of time immemorial?
No.
there is a date of everything that happened prior to a particular date is called time immemorial. I can't remember what the date is, but there is literally like, it's like, you know, the 3rd of March, 1728. So basically anything that happened before that, sorry, I'm going off on a complete tangent there. Everything that happened before that is considered time immemorial.
Wow. Welcome to History with Mark and Tim.
No, I won't tell you how I know that. It's really sad. Anyway.
I tell you what, can I drop my fact of the week then?
Go on then.
We start a new section. Fact of the week. Fact of the week. There are 10 times more millionaires in America than there are pilots or certified pilots.
Okay, that's a great fact.
That's a great fact, isn't it? It's 10 times easier to become a millionaire than a pilot.
Did you know that there's actually more registered Morris men in the UK than there are archers?
No, I didn't. As most people listening to this won't know what a Morris man is.
Actually, that's very true. A Morris man, this is going to sound really weird. If you look it up on Google, you'll see blokes with like very flowery kind of, you know, big shirts with bells around their wrists and their
ankles and big sticks.
and big sticks and the hitting sticks and doing dancing around a big pole.
That's not a guy from Poland either. We've really gone off track on this one, haven't we? We've really gone off track. Right, so back to lead magnets. We really shouldn't enjoy this so much.
So the thing with the with creating these checklist type lead magnets or any type of lead magnet, it doesn't actually have to be just giving away stuff for free. There can be, and some of the best lead magnets I've come across have been literally the things like, you know, the 101, you know, top WordPress plugins that, you know, marketers should use. And the links within the PDF were all affiliate links. So the actual lead magnet became a profit center, a profit generating asset that, you know, even if they don't buy anything, don't buy your product, they might buy the thing that you're recommending, the resources or the tools at the end of the report. So, you know, you can make these things to be profit generating.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I would say to you, before you create your first lead magnet or your next lead magnet or the correct lead magnet, what is it? Think to yourself, what's my objective? What is the ultimate thing I want for this lead magnet to do, and then make sure all the way through it that you link to that ultimate goal.
Yep.
Silence. Da 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 da.
No. That's all she wrote, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
What more can you say to it? You know, and when it comes to lead magnets, I suppose the part that you've got to get right is, okay, so how do you sell the lead magnet? Because ultimately you still need to market it so you can acquire. You need to be able to sell the benefit of somebody giving them them their email address so that you can give them the lead magnet. So your selling, your marketing and your copywriting needs to be as good for, you know, acquiring the lead in the first place as it is for actually selling your end product.
Yeah, you need a good call to action to get somebody to sign up, because they'll have seen probably 30 other lead magnets that day.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got to think of it as selling your lead magnet. So just put it, stuck it in your blog. If you find this blog post interesting, get our checklist. Make a point of it. Like, want to increase your revenue? Get this checklist.
Yeah.
Want to make more money? Get this checklist. Want to meet more women? Get this checklist. Sell the checklist. Oh, sorry, sell the lead magnet.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's not all just checklists. You can do mini courses.
Yeah.
But if you do a mini course, make sure the first video hits them with everything they need and pulls them into watching the other four or five videos, and make sure the videos are short. Something that somebody can watch with half a cup of coffee.
So again, it comes down to that consumption thing. You know, if you don't, if they don't consume those videos, there's no way they're going to get to the end of the lead magnet, or they're not going to get to the point where you're trying to sell the product, the thing that you actually want to sell.
I mean, one thing you can do about consumption is, this is quite a little ninja trick, is I've got a 4-day course, right? I know that most people aren't going to sit through a 4-day course, okay? I can track that. I can see it's like 80% on the first video, 70% on the second video, 50% on the third video, 40% on the fourth video. Okay, that's what you expect. So what I do is, in the emails that go out, I just say, if you want to watch the next days, click here. So then I know that the people who click through are actually more engaged.
Yeah.
And they are the people who I actually want to talk to. The ones that actually are that engaged in the process and the content that they actually want to read next bit straight away. Then I know I'm doing a good job. And that's 28-30% of people who opt in use those four options of watch the next video. So I've immediately basically segmented out the whole list of people who aren't really interested, and I can just focus on the 28% of people who have opted in, who are my ideal buyer subscriber.
That's kind of quite neatly sort of, you know, looping back around to what we were talking about last week with remarketing.
Yeah, exactly.
And creating your audiences, and that whole idea of marketing as a game of elimination. Ignoring the ones that don't actually consume your stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, to a certain degree, you can, there'll be a bunch of people who opt in to get the lead magnet, but they'll never actually download the thing. They never click the link in the email to download the lead magnet. Or they'll probably never even open the first email that you send out to send them the lead magnet. Well, those are the first people that you delete from your list.
Yeah,
they're the ones that you write off straight away, because they're never going to be a prospect for you. So remove them, just get rid of them. So, you know, it's a great way of being able to segment and to eliminate the majority of people who just aren't going to be your ideal prospects.
Yeah, I mean, here's another little ninja trick for you. When somebody opts in and they go to the thank you page, don't give them the report on the thank you page. Give them the report in an email. But on that thank you page, where most Muppets will go, thanks for opting in, now won't you buy my $7 product?
Yeah. Right?
Change that and actually sell the content of your lead magnet or your course or your Facebook group. Give people some immediate content on there. So if anybody opts into my list, depending on what report they're opting into, they'll land on a specific page. And that page will give them five immediate tips, like instant gratification, to see what, so they can take things further. And then I'll say, come and join our Facebook group.
Yeah. You can still sell. And that's ultimately the thing. You can still sell on that thank you page. You know, but give them something first. Give them the tips, and then sell the Facebook page if that's the next step in your process. Or even, you know, you can sell that introductory offer if you wanted to. But give them something first. You know, get some of that reciprocity thing happening, that you've already given them something. Okay, now you've got that, you know, ability to go, actually, you know, come, you know, if you want to take this further, this is our introductory offer for our particular product or program. There's no reason why you can't sell. It's just that people kind of misplace the sell way too early on the process.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
So, I mean, I think we're almost there.
It's like, you know, bar than some of the technology stuff, and, you know, we haven't really talked about, like, you know, things. And this is the point, is that it's technology agnostic, you know, about this whole thing. You can use AWeber, you can use Drip or ActiveCampaign or whatever system that you like to do this. The point is just go and create these lead magnets. the delivery of them is very, very simple. If you use WordPress, or if you use, you know, you've got PDF and you've got one of these different email platforms, but don't get tied up with the technology. It shouldn't be that difficult. The hard bit is actually creating the content, and really that's not that hard at all.
Yeah, no, exactly. Honestly, 20 minutes maximum to create the stuff, and then you're good to go.
Yep, that's it. Absolutely. That's,
use a template and create variations for every page.
Cool.
Or as many pages as possible.
So I think that's covered everything for today. The only thing we've got left to say is, you know, make sure you check out Minimalist Marketer Facebook page. And if you are somebody who wants to take their marketing further, then check out seriousmarketersonly.com for the latest offer that we all have for joining Serious Marketers Only, our kind of like higher level group of small business owners who want to take their business further.
Yeah. If this type of stuff interests you and you want to take it further, we're the guys for you.
Yep, that's it. Pitch over.
Thanks for listening. Speak to you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the Escape Plan Podcast. For show notes and resources, head over to escapeplanuncut.com.